together.
We are friends.
And we're about to have a conversation.
Please don't take us too seriously.
All right then.
Life is crazy and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends. Only on The Podcaster.
Marriage.
Marij.
Marigi.
Marej.
Mirage.
Shit. You got me.
Everything but marriage.
I feel like I start every episode just with the buzzword. I'm like, hey, Neerja. So, therapy. So, adulthood. And today, so,
marriage. Do you think you're going to get married?
Dude, calm down.
Dove right in. I don't know what to say.
I don't
that.
Know. The answer is I'm pretty sure that it's going to happen. I just don't know.
You're pretty sure it's going to happen, though.
I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I used to be very sure that it wasn't going to happen.
Why?
I just don't believe in it as like a necessity. But now I just see that it's a lot more practical, a lot more convenient. You're going to hear the word convenient a lot.
What do you mean convenient? How is it going to be convenient for you to get married?
You know, in a country like ours, living in can get tiring, I feel, to explain to family.
Yeah.
And just to society in general. And to me, one of the biggest perks about marriage, is that you just get to live with the person that you love.
And not have to explain it to
constantly
people who question whether...
You can kind of do whatever you want. It's a nice little security blanket.
Yeah, you get a lot of benefits to being married on paper as well.
Convenience.
Yeah.
See? But you tell me, one, you're a little older than me. Two...
I thought you were going to say, one, you're a little lonely.
Which one is better? Both seem really bad.
Lonely and old, I guess, is the worst.
You're literally in a relationship, which is what I was getting to. Mm-hmm. One, you're a little older than me. Two, you've been in a relationship a little longer than me. Three, you're currently living in with your significant other. So those three things considered, what are your thoughts on marriage? Have you guys spoken about it? And how do you feel about it individually?
I think we probably spoke about it right at the beginning.
That's insane. What?
Wait, that doesn't
bro,
make us look very good.
There's love bombing and then there's marriage bombing.
No, I think it was more of course, also we're both a little older, so it wasn't just like an innocent, you know, when you're dating type thing. We actually were looking for something a little more mature and more sophisticated,
you
I guess.
You sound straight out of Love is Blind, ma'am.
That's the show for me. No, I need to see what I'm eating. But I think in the beginning we had this sort of chemistry where we were like, oh, maybe like this could be something real or whatever the typical things you say.
Yeah.
And then as we as the relationship progressed, I think the talk of marriage became lesser and lesser. I don't think that's the organic way of doing things.
Do you think talking about it and having that sort of commitment up front that early on made you sometimes stick it out through tougher times?
Ooh. So the thing is, the way it
like
was
in a way that you probably maybe wouldn't have if you hadn't said it out loud.
Talked about it?
Yeah.
The way it happened in the beginning wasn't a sort of, you know, I think we're going to get married. It was a more romanticized sort of statement of maybe this could be something great because I think we're on the same wavelength. And, you know, there were just a few boxes that I think we checked for each other. We opened up that box in that context and then quickly closed it back. Because, of course, you don't start planning out the rest of your life as soon as you start dating someone. But did it make us stick it out a little more? I think the idea that this relationship could be endgame, so to speak, did nudge us in the direction of trying to keep it going.
But isn't that so crazy that even the talk of it, not even the act of it, the talk of it can make you commit yourself a lot more to something.
Yeah, it's like saying Voldemort or something. We said marriage and...
Voldemort, marriage. But given that you live in with your significant other, once again, not partner, significant other, do you see the need for marriage?
Not anymore, because I think we're in a very comfortable spot now. And okay. I feel like for all practical purposes, we are married. Like, there's just no paperwork involved. I guess what marriage is at the end of the day is a very solidified commitment to one another. I think the only difference between being married and being in a live-in relationship is that the rug can get pulled out from underneath you at any time.
No, I mean, it's a lot easier. There's maybe fewer strings attached to walking away if that was a choice that you had to make.
Yeah.
I feel like when you are officially married, that decision is a lot more considered. You deliberate on it a lot more, right? Because breaking up versus getting divorced, those are two different things.
I don't think I have commitment issues, but I think the culture we're in right now is so about like taking care of the self and being so about what makes you happy and you, that marriage is no longer the end goal, because you can't walk away from a marriage that easily as you can from a relationship. And I think...
Bro, legit, divorce is expensive.
People are getting divorced all the time now, I feel. And I think that's something that you don't get with just falling in love multiple times with multiple people.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's necessarily a great thing.
Yeah.
But do you feel like this relationship you're in, do you want it to be the relationship you're in for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I think that was a feeling I had, like both of us had, pretty much at the same time. I don't know, I should ask him actually. Compare the timelines.
No, speak for him.
Yeah, I think we both had that feeling very, like at the same time, and it was recognized pretty explicitly. But one thing that we've done is like we've stopped talking about it because, dude, like we're 24. It's just way too much pressure right now.
You don't have to be making any of those decisions
right now. That's the thing. But the more you talk about it, like the bigger a deal it becomes. It's interesting. The reason I asked you that question about like even talking about it, does it make you want to stay? Because I think it's a reminder of the weight of like what you're in. Like this relationship means a lot to me. So am I willing to just walk away from it? Or am I going to stay when it's not that great?
Do you think you're not so hot about marriage because of something you saw growing up? Like, what was it like seeing your parents being married, and how did that affect you, if it did?
No, I don't think my parents' marriage had anything to do with my thing of marriage. Like, if anything, my parents' marriage would be a great example of the kind of security and emotional support that you can get with a lifelong partner. And that would probably drive me towards the idea of marriage. It's just something that never clicked for me, like from the beginning. I just didn't understand why the state, like the government, had to suddenly get involved in your relationship. Because that's, I mean, at the most basic level, that's kind of what's happening, you know? And there's just so much baggage that comes with it. Because like I was talking to you about a little bit before, it's just such a standardized institution. It has so many roles, responsibilities that have already been etched out that for me, I think about it and I'm like, if you get into this, is it even possible to make it your own, right? Mm. My dad and I were talking about this one time. He said it's completely possible to do that. But I've seen how certain times like my mom or my dad has to do what they have to do because they're married.
But is that you viewing that as something they're having to do as opposed to roles that they have naturally sort of taken upon themselves and fallen into organically? Because that's the one thing that makes me think is there's all this talk about, you know, when you get into a relationship or a marriage, like we're talking about, you fall into these roles, these patterns of the woman does this, the man does this, or whatever kind of relationship you're in. One person acts a certain way and the other acts as the balancing, you know, act, basically. And is that something that is imposed upon you in that relationship, or does it come naturally to you? For example, in my relationship, we have pets, right? And I am more naturally the nurturing one. Like, it just happens to be who I am. Now, am I associating that with the fact that I'm a woman? Not necessarily. But does it come as a result of me being a woman? Maybe, you know, like,
yeah.
That shouldn't be the most important thing. And I think what happens now more often than not is you think you shouldn't be doing certain things just because everybody around you is saying, oh,
these are traditional roles. Break them.
Yeah.
I get where you're coming from. I think, however, that's not been my experience. I think I've seen a lot of times maybe people just they're not built that way. They don't want to do these things. They don't, you know, want to behave in a certain way. They don't want to fulfill certain expectations. It doesn't come naturally to them, but they have to do it because of, you know, just... Yeah. This institution. I always question that. Like, is it actually possible to completely make it your own thing?
If you're only thinking about who you are in the relationship, then it's probably, from that point of view, impossible to make it your own. Can you make it a new thing that is ours? Maybe.
Yeah.
It's sort of like feeding parts of you, parts of the other person, and creating this new thing that either works or doesn't.
Okay, but then I'll stop you there to ask you this question. Given again that you're living in right now, do you think the kind of freedom that you have right now, and by that I mean the non-interference, I don't even know, maybe there is interference right now, maybe there are unsolicited opinions and there's unsolicited advice. Do you think all of that wouldn't change if you got married? Because I think it would. I feel like if you're living in, people are like, okay, it's just living in now. When you get married, it's just a whole different ballgame. And people will start participating in your relationship.
That is a very interesting question. Because I'll tell you why. I sometimes find myself, you know, when you are trying to describe your partner to somebody new, like a stranger.
Yeah.
I have come to realize that sometimes it's just easier to say my husband,
okay,
than to explain to a complete stranger that, yeah, like my partner, or saying my boyfriend sounds a little childish. Saying my partner doesn't roll off the tongue very easily.
Comfortably, yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, is it just easier to say, just for the sake of saying the word husband? So I guess it all boils down to convenience, as you pointed out.
Right? Yes, convenience wins. My insurance policy of marriage wins.
So where's the love then? Does marriage have anything to do with love?
No, I really don't think that it has anything to do with love, because marrying, okay, if you loved someone and therefore you decided to marry them, you love them anyway. You're not going to love them anymore now just because you had that one ceremony and you got the photographs and you cut the cake and you got the gifts. It's not going to change because of that one day. And again, I know this probably sounds like maybe some married people are just like, fuck you, Ahalya, you're not married. How do you know that you don't love your, you know, your spouse more?
But of course, if you didn't do that, then what else would you do? You can't just sit next to like the person and be like, we're doing this for convenience. And you know, some elements of the relationship will come out when you have that ceremony and have that union of two people who are deciding to spend the rest of their lives with each other. But I think it's 90% romanticizing the entire concept and 10% actually understanding what it means.
Yeah, but I also am of the opinion that you have to romanticize the concept, otherwise it's not that romantic. Genuinely. If it was a product on a shelf, like, no, it would be on sale all the time.
Well, that explains why weddings are so damn expensive.
I don't think it was always that romantic. I don't think people ever even approached it. Say, the first person to have ever gotten married, I don't think they approached it as, oh my God, I love you so much, so I want to get married to you. It was probably out of convenience and probably out of security. And it's an institution.
Yeah,
it's
literally was to further the family, further the cycle of life. Yeah. And that was the whole purpose.
In a way that was deemed appropriate.
And that's probably why the government got involved, because it was more systematic and structured than romantic and, you know, what it is now.
My grandma was probably the only person who sold like a very, again, practical, pragmatic image of marriage to me. But she was like, it's a necessary evil, unfortunately. And I was like, okay.
Whoa, grandma. Grandma's a rebel.
I just wish that people would talk about it for what it is rather than sell it constantly, you know?
It's a lot of the things you don't see in movies. Like, I think for me, more than talking about it, I grew up seeing it more.
Yeah.
Like, my parents would, you know, have fights in front of their children, you know, which is me included.
You and your sister, yes.
Yeah. And they would have arguments. But I think it was really important for me to see that, because I also got to see them making up after.
Yeah.
You know? And you've got to routinely see what a marriage actually is, instead of this, you know, romantic idea that one day I'm gonna get married to somebody, we're gonna be in love. Especially when you have kids, what, you think you don't fight? Of course you fight. Kids ruin everything.
Don't have kids. Next podcast.
We already said this wasn't for kids, right? Because they shouldn't be hearing this.
I've spoken very openly to my parents about this as well, about like living in versus marriage, right? And like, what is, do you think if you and your significant other got married, there would be, again, like more effort, like to stay when things go to shit?
Well, that's a loaded question. That is what happens in a marriage.
Correct.
Essentially, is you make this commitment to each other and you are bound for life. And I don't mean that in a scary way, but it's true. You know, I
think... Here, let me suffocate you.
you have to... Look, the one thing I'm certain about is if you do decide to get married, you have to compromise. There are things you may have to give up. Of course, you may gain something else, but you're forming a new relationship, a new dynamic, a new family.
Yeah.
And that requires a little bit of effort. You can't have it easy. And I think everybody wants an easy way out now, you know. And I think deep down, I feel that way too. Maybe I just want to live my entire life being happy all the time. So if something goes to shit, then I'm like, oh, I think it's time to move on. Everyone is focused on their own happiness as opposed to like actually creating a family or doing any of that, because that's no longer the priority.
And I also think that we're just talking from such a, like, the perspective that we're coming from is such a bubble, because even now for a lot of people, I'm sure it's quite the security blanket and it's quite the valuable thing to do.
It is. And since we have nothing to offer in terms of experience, we decided to bring somebody in who has some experience in the field of marriage. Our boss and friend, Sheetal.
Yes, because this is Conversations with Friends. So the third one joins us.
Bung in
us.
The word friend somewhere.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, but I'll forget the other bit. But no, so what is your question once again?
Subject matter expert, Guru.
In the field of marriage.
We've been very, very pragmatic this entire conversation. There's not an ounce of romanticism from our end. So to continue along the same lines, do you think marriage is actually something that's necessary?
I think it's probably only necessary from the point of view of legal heirs, people who can take decisions on whether, you know, you still need to be on life support or the kind of treatments that should be made available to you. Those kind of things, perhaps those are the areas. I'm not making an informed opinion, but this would make sense to me that perhaps its utility now lies in that. Because I often, you know, receive these wedding invitation cards and I find myself asking why. back in the day, okay, so when I got married, it was going with the flow of things. For me, it was like I was seeing the person for about 2 years. And then what next, you know?
Yeah.
So the next is the expectation of society, family members, etc. Oh, when's the wedding? So you're like, yeah, okay, next year.
Might as well.
Why not? Yes, why not? So that there was no great, belief in the institution of, or understanding of what marriage was all about that inspired the move. And I'm quite certain it's like that for most people. But in this day and age, when it is not frowned upon for people to live together for as long as they actually want to, I find people's, you know, hurry, the rush, the daring hurry they are in to actually throw massive destination weddings, I suspect it's probably that.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably the fun.
It really is,
You want to get a wedding planner, you want to pick out a nice destination, beautiful clothes and things like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, if you would ask some of these people, all right, you can get married, but you're going to have to go to the courthouse
and
registrar.
You can't do anything else.
So, and that's it. I want to see how many of them are like, you know, leaping over themselves.
Is it weird that that's the only one that appeals to me?
Again, children.
Children,
if you want to, have children together, then there is that. Or adopt
stability,
children.
Yeah.
You know, there are these concerns, I would imagine, where then marriage has a role to play in this day and age. But I'm not, I'm thinking we're still about 100, 200 years away from where changes, amendments would be made to law to allow for, you know, partners to not actually get married, but have some other form of engagement.
Like, what is a civil union? Is that actually just marriage?
Is
a civil union
is it just
marriage?
I think that's
silence on a podcast. wonderful. We're doing
I've stumped Neerja many a time today.
Civil union.
I've asked her three questions and she suddenly started having an
existential. No union is ever civil. There's a lot of uncivility in every union. That much I can tell you.
This is true.
But yes, being with somebody for a long period of time, does sort of change ways in which you know, or change your definitions of love, etc. In fact, it's a deeper definition, I would imagine, for most people. You can't somehow imagine your life without a person after, say, spending 20, 25 years, 30 years with them, 40, 50 years. It's just not possible to imagine how you would go about. I'm talking about normal, healthy relationships.
Yeah, the love almost becomes a habit. You know,
that's correct.
So your definition would change. Yeah. And in the older days, because in India we have that construct, right? People generally stayed married for a longer period of time. So obviously there is that element of love that is associated with those long-term relationships. It just so happens that they are married. That, I don't know if I answered your question, or are you still?
We never answer any questions.
I love it.
From a legal perspective, I think some very good points were made.
Yes, I never thought about who was going to pull the plug on me. All of a sudden, I need a husband.
This entire episode has been like a courtroom conversation. But we do have feelings of love.
You do.
Which you will hear on
other
episodes.
But they are not the reason we are getting married.
Oh, you are getting married? Where's the invitation card so I can see why?
I just feel like I've asked Neeja 3 questions and she's going to go home today and just be like, listen, I think we need to talk.
I think we're going to have another conversations with friends tomorrow. And it's going to be about how to deal with a breakup.
Oh my God, Neeja.
No, I'm kidding.
Definitely don't let him hear this one then.
No, I think I take comfort in knowing that
there is someone there.
There is someone there, exactly. Yeah. I think that's all it's all about.
Yeah.
This has been a Conversations with Friends on the Podcaster, powered by Timber Media.